With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He was President Trump's national security advisor in Mr. Trump's first term. Now, Trump critic John Bolton indicted for allegedly mishandling classified information. President Trump says there are good guys, and then there's John Bolton.
I think he's, you know, a bad person. I think he's a bad guy. Yeah, he's a bad guy. It's too bad, but it's the way it goes.
The case against him.
That's the way it goes, right?
Bolton claims he's a victim of Justice Department weaponization. This morning, he's at a federal courthouse to surrender to authorities. The president hosting Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House today follows yesterday's phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The U.S. president has shown increasing irritation of late with Mr. Putin, toying with the idea of allowing Ukraine to have U.S.-made Tomahawk missiles, which could strike deep into Russia. The Kremlin said Mr. Putin warned Mr. Trump on the call that such a move would harm U.S.-Russia ties. But it is still likely to be a key request of the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky when he visits the White House on Friday, 8 months after Mr. Trump reestablished relations with Moscow, demanding an immediate ceasefire, which the Kremlin has rejected.
The BBC's Tom Bateman. Their lives upended by a devastating typhoon, hundreds of Alaskan villagers have been evacuated by air to Anchorage. Villages on the state's southwest coast were inundated last weekend. Dozens of homes swept away, some with people still inside. At least one person died, two others missing. A flare-up in U.S.-China trade tensions took a toll on Wall Street heading into this morning's opening bell. The Dow is up now 122 points, while the Nasdaq is down 59 points. And this is SRN News. A new survey examines religious people and their views on family.
It comes from Arizona Christian University, and it finds that a lot of churchgoers believe that the term family can include homosexuals living together and adopting children. But the researchers add that, quote, adults in evangelical or Pentecostal churches are more likely than those in mainline or independent Christian congregations to hold Bible-consistent views on family. Attenders of mainline Protestant churches are the most likely of all to support gay marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
In a statement that's being welcomed by the victims of pedophile priests, the Vatican's Child Protection Board says the Catholic Church has a moral duty to help victims heal. The Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors adds that financial reparations and sanctions for abusers and their enablers are essential remedies. The commission has just released its second annual report, highlighting the need for monetary settlements to provide victims with therapy and assistance. This is SRN News. America's top adversaries are using cutting-edge tech to wage a cyber war against the USA.
Research from Microsoft shows Russia, China, and North Korea are using AI to improve their attacks on U.S. companies and individuals. Researchers say hackers are targeting public systems like hospitals and using AI to create video and audio that can be used to develop digital human clones that are used to deceive people and then gain illegal access to sensitive networks and information. Jason Walker reporting.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford is calling for economic retaliation against the United States after Stellantis decided to move Jeep Compass production from Canada to the U.S. Ford blames President Trump for the move. More details at srnnews.com.